It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti spine procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host Ethan Uecker and Jeff Wagstaff.
Thank you so much for joining us on American Medicine Today. Sticking in there with myself, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, alongside Ethan Uecker, Jeff Wagstaff, and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Bonatti. So we are coming up on what, our ninth year?
Is it really?
Yeah, we'll
Nine
be in
years?
November. Yeah,
Holy
in November,
cow.
Where we talk to a patient each and every week who is suffering with debilitating spine pain. And some people think they have hip problems or shoulder problems, and they don't realize that usually it's connected to a problem in the spine. Now, it's one thing for us to talk about how effective the Bonatti spine procedures are because they have a 98.75% patient-reported satisfaction rate. But it's another when you hear directly from the patient themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Bonatti Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Bonatti Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
It is my pleasure to introduce to the program Bill Burke from Bradenton, Florida. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So, Bill, why don't you tell us how you came to be in pain?
Well, basically, I had some major problems with my head. I fell and hit my head a couple of times, and I started experiencing headaches 24/7, never went away.
Wow.
I tried every possible procedure. I went to pain clinics. I went to neurologists, to neurosurgeons, acupuncture. You name it, I tried to get rid of these headaches because they were never, never ending.
Oh, my
Couldn't
goodness.
Get rid of them.
That sounds miserable. So I need to ask, when you're in that amount of pain and these headaches never go away no matter what you try, is that affecting you during the overnight hours when most people are getting a restful sleep?
Well, I was taking medication to try and sleep at night. So, you know, I did sleep fairly well occasionally, but when I woke up, the headache was there.
Okay.
They put me on various types of medication just to try and calm it down, and nothing actually worked well.
Wow. How was that affecting then your daily activities?
I basically didn't go out. I mean, I just, you know, I go out once in a while, but the pounding never relented. It was more like the veins in my temples were like just, I could feel them for moving. I mean, it was horrible.
Pulsating.
So I almost became a recluse, generally. Before that, I was out all the time, golfing, fishing, swimming, running, working out, and that all stopped.
Wow. This was impacting every facet of your life. What did you do to try to seek treatment?
Well, I first went to a neurologist down in Sarasota, and he called it a cervicogenic headache, which I guess just meant I had pain in my head. And he thought that just giving me some muscle relaxants and some other medication might help, and it really didn't.
Yeah.
I'd get occasional relief, but they just kept coming back. They never really went away.
Right.
Because... So finally, I went to a neurosurgeon. Mm-hmm. In Bradenton, he looked at x-rays or an MRI, and he said, we need to replace your disc. I think it was C5.
Okay.
And I know that's very tough surgery. I had a friend that had it, and he was miserable.
Wow.
Went up to the Laser Spine Institute. Mm-hmm. Saw someone up there, same diagnosis. He said, well, we'll open you up and look, but if we need to replace the disc, we'll do it once you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what are the odds you'll be able to help me? He said, about 60%,
wow.
Which is ridiculous. I said,
yeah.
No way I'm going through that kind of surgery with no clear-cut definition of success.
Right.
I was just desperate at that point in time. I didn't know what to do.
Wow. And
so I went on your website. Mm-hmm. I looked at the testimonials, and I said, this looks like my last chance to really get something done. And I made an appointment. They sent the MRI up. Dr. Nowak called me the next day. Very nice man, extremely thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Basically said, I see the problem. I think we have a very, very good chance of correcting it. I give you about a 90% plus. So I made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
This is about after about a year of suffering the headaches. And I made the decision that day to have the surgery. As simple as that.
Aww. I wanted to also get into when you were talking about how they were prescribing you muscle relaxers to try to calm those headaches. The problem with it is when you just mask pain, problem compounds over time. So you had like a year like that trying to relieve these problems. Meanwhile, you could have been exacerbating the problem. Did you have any arm pain or anything like that as a result of that injury? Was it purely the headaches, or did that pain go down the extremity?
I had some neck pain when I turned my head to the right. I really couldn't turn it much more than probably 30 degrees or so to the right.
Yeah.
I had numbness in my thumb and my forefinger and a little bit in another finger. So
okay.
That wasn't, I mean, that, compared to the headaches, that was nothing.
Right.
But it was there.
Okay.
The neck pain was not terrible, but, you know, again, it was there every day. But I just kind of said, you know, I'd rather have the neck pain than the headaches. But unfortunately, I had both.
Wow.
And it just got to that point where I just didn't feel like leaving the house anymore.
I bet. So let's put you at the Bonatti Spine Institute. You're having that one-on-one consultation with the surgeon. You felt like the doctor knew where your pain was stemming from?
Yeah, he put the MRI up and showed me. He actually thought that it was so pinched that it might have been interfering with the flow of the cerebral spinal fluid. It was that shut down.
Okay.
And he was surprised I was walking around the way I was.
Wow.
That was his. He showed me on the. It showed on the MRI. It was clear as a bell.
Okay.
And why no one else spotted that is beyond my comprehension.
Well, you know, our surgeons are trained to be able to find the root cause of the problem and fix it, not just mask it. So in surgery, we utilize something called conscious IV sedation. So you're sedated, but they allow you to watch the procedure. There's monitors under the OR table. There's monitors on the side. Did you watch?
Oh, absolutely.
And what,
absolutely.
What did you think?
I was fascinated, actually.
And when did you notice a relief of that agonizing pain that brought you in? Obviously, you will have a surgery incision, but we're not talking about that, that agonizing pain that made you seek treatment. When did you feel it lift?
Well, while they were doing the surgery, they I think they were grinding away at something from what I can hear.
Okay.
And he asked me when the numbness went away in my thumb, and I waited a couple of seconds, and they zipped it a little bit, and I said, it's gone. And then, how about your finger? I said, still a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's gone. And I didn't really notice anything with the headache. I was too focused on watching the TV, actually. So when I don't remember whether I was put out again before I went into recovery. It's kind of hazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I woke up in recovery, the headache was still there, but it was very mild.
Okay.
It was extremely mild, and Dr. Nowak explained to me it might take a couple of weeks for it to totally go away because, you know, it had been compressed for so long. I guess there's some side effects. He said about 8 weeks, and it was like almost right on the button. You know, diminishing, and about 7-8 weeks later, there was nothing. Zero.
And what did you think? Because you were being told nothing could be done, or you were going to need to undergo surgeries where they're doing disc replacements, that people just have a multitude of problems once they go through those invasive procedures.
Well, I know that because I have a friend that went through disc surgery. He said it was terrible. They went through his throat, I believe, and they put the disc in, and he couldn't do anything for weeks. There's a lot of rehab involved. He had to wear a collar.
Mm-hmm.
And what Dr. Nowak said to me, that none of that's going to happen.
Okay. And not only did he say it, I have to ask, your friend left their surgery with a neck collar. Did you?
Nope. Nothing. Zero.
Nothing.
The only reason I had to come back next day was to take the drain out. I could have gone home that day if I wanted to.
That's fantastic. And are you back to doing your fun activities?
I do whatever I want. I jog, I go to the gym, I golf, I fish. It's like nothing ever happened. Literally nothing. I've not had a single headache since the procedure. It's over for almost, I think, 3 years now. I don't remember exactly.
Amazing.
And I used to get migraines. I don't even get them anymore. I mean, those went away too, which is really crazy if you think about it.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you only live in Bradenton, Florida, so why don't you invite the film crew out and they can see you living your best life, playing golf, going fishing. These are stories that people need to hear because when they're being conned into hard refusion surgeries, there is an alternative and one that won't cause a chain reaction through the body.
Well, I don't want anyone seeing my golf swing. I mean,
that's okay. We won't tell. We won't share your handicap or anything.
Dr. Nowak said to me, this may improve your golf game. And I said, I'll send all the high handicap guys up here to see you.
Well, hopefully we can get you on camera because people that are suffering in pain just like you need to know that there is a remedy and it's not a pain pill. Thank you so much for being on the program. Continued good health. And, you know, share pictures with us when you're doing those fun activities.
Oh, okay. I'd love to. No problem at all. And again, I've got friends that are suffering and I'm talking to all of them. And you guys are, it's really a miracle what happened. That's the only way I can tell it to you. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. So I trusted you with my life and you came through. That's all I can say to you.
Thank you so much, Bill Burke. God bless you. Continued good health.
And
we can't wait to see you swing in that golf club. I promise we won't share your score.
We'll superimpose your head on Tiger Woods' body. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
All you've done for me. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If you or someone you know is suffering just like Bill Burke did, you can hear more stories just like his if you visit the Benatti Spine Institute YouTube page. And if you want to know if you're a candidate, go to askbenatti.com. Make sure you stay tuned. Coming up after the break, what's new in American medicine today?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.